This is Tate Servance coming from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This is a quick promotion from our sponsor, and we will be right back with the news.
ThumbNet.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNet.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNet.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNet.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNet.net, your guide to the thumb.
Welcome back. On our first set of news today, a Montcalm County evergreen is in the national spotlight this year after a West Michigan farm was chosen to grow the official 2025 White House Christmas tree. Corson's Tree Farms in Sidney Township earned the National Christmas Tree Association's 2025 Grand Champion Grower title, securing the right to provide the White House Blue Room tree. It is the first time in roughly 40 years that a Michigan-grown tree has been selected for the honor, and only the third time a Michigan farm has supplied the official White House tree. The centerpiece is a towering concolor fir, about 25 feet tall, prized for its citrus-like scent and full symmetrical shape, harvested at the Montcalm County Farm and shipped to Washington. First Lady Melania Trump welcomed the tree's arrival at the White House on November 24th, continuing a long-running holiday tradition linking the presidency with America's tree growers. Second-generation owners Rex and Jessica Corson traveled to the Capitol for the delivery, part of a nearly 60-year custom of national contest winners presenting the official White House tree. In addition to the Blue Room tree, Corson's is also furnishing a smaller tree for the Oval Office and several evergreens for the Michigan governor's residence in Lansing, stretching the farm's holiday reach from the state capitol all the way to the nation's capital. The family farm has been growing Christmas trees in Sydney since the early 1970s and has built a reputation for meticulously shaped, award-winning evergreens. This year's selection revives Michigan's White House tree legacy dating back to the Ford and Reagan eras, giving Michiganders a special connection to the holiday decor in Washington in 2025. In other news, there will be a pop-up free food giveaway on Monday, December 1st. The distribution starts at 11 a.m. at the Vassar Eagles at 651 State Road, Vassar. The distribution of free food from the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan is done on a first-come, first-served basis.
So this is Christmas.
WLDW is making your uncertain times more certain by adhering to the normal of so many past decades. As you continue to shop locally and buy American, WLDW adds to the season of Ho 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 with your chance to unwrap a $1,200 shopping spree. $1,200 shopping spree. Be watching for the holiday entry bucket at participating merchants. And enter to win. Must be 18 to enter, but young enough to believe in the spirit of Christmas.
Register to win the $1,200 shopping spree from the following businesses: Fine and Schmidt Insurance of Port Austin, Brown's Marketplace of Deckerville, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky, Emma's Coffee House of Bad Axe and Pigeon, Diesel Electric of Pigeon, and Countryside Sales and Service of Seabooing.
One more local news story for you today. The Can Council is hosting Superhero Hockey Night with the Saginaw Spirit on Saturday, December 13th at 7:05 p.m. at the Dow Event Center. This year, their event hero theme is based on The Incredibles. The fundraiser event features the Saginaw Spirit hockey game, superhero cape and fan giveaways, a superhero jersey auction, and a parade on ice, along with volunteer recognition awards. Fans are encouraged to dress as their favorite superhero, and tickets are $19 for the upper level and $5 from each ticket purchased through SaginawSpirit.net/groupsales. supports CAN Council programs and services. You can scan the QR code on our thumbnet.net website. On our article, it provides the necessary info and that QR code. All proceeds benefit the CAN Council work in Aranac, Bay, Huron, and Saginaw counties. Now, we do have some national and international news for you guys today. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that airspace over and around Venezuela should be considered closed, following Federal Aviation Administration caution the airlines about potential hazards in the region, raising questions for commercial carriers and diplomatic efforts in South America. On Indonesia's Sumatra Island, authorities report at least 248 deaths after flooding and landslides triggered by severe weather and seismic activity, as rescue workers struggle to reach isolated communities and warn that the toll could rise. This was brought to you today by Thumb Broadcasting. My name's Tate Cervantes. I hope you guys have a great day. I will see you guys in a few hours.